Hi, this is Justin Gregg, host of the Dolphin Pod. I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who donated to the Dolphin Communication Project's GoFundMe campaign to help support the Dolphin Pod. Those small donations that you're making, they super, super help because they keep the lights on and they are what make this podcast possible. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hello and welcome to the...
I love dolphins!
Wait, was that a dolphin?
Wait a minute! Hold on!
Wait, killer whales are dolphins?
Welcome to the Dolphin Pod.
Dolphin science?
Dolphin science!
Hi everybody, this is Justin Gregg, co-host of the Dolphin Pod. I'm a senior research associate with the Dolphin Communication Project. That's the research organization that is putting out this podcast. And I am here today with...
Laura Teasdale.
Laura Teasdale. Now I realize this is our second podcast in our new... series here of the Dolphin Pod, and I never really introduced you. You're just a magic voice that showed up one day. So, Laura, would you mind telling everyone who you are, what you're all about, what's your deal?
Well, I am Laura Teasdale. I'm a playwright and an actor and a teacher by times, and I am just a person who's very interested in nature, and particularly in dolphins, and yet I know nothing about them. So... that's why I'm here.
That's a good partner, because you can ask the questions that I would forget to ask, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, because you already know a hell of a lot about them.
You'd think that, but it's amazing how much I forget. Mm. Like, it's been a good 10 years since I've been podcasting and talking off the top of my head about dolphins. Mm. Forgotten a lot of information. But luckily...
well, luckily, we can go right to the source.
Right. The actual research paper.
The actual research.
And today, everybody, that is what we're doing again. We're going to be visiting a new research paper.
How did you do that? That was amazing last week. Like, we literally went there.
Yeah, last week, in case you missed last week's episode, we had a research paper, and we sort of used this magical podcasting trick in order to dive into that research paper. And I can now tell you how I did it.
Tell. It's amazing.
Okay. It's an app on my phone.
Wow.
An app that was invented by a friend of mine.
Yeah.
The code is very secret because it's technically magic.
Wow.
And the app's name is Dolph. Hello, Dolph.
Hello, Justin.
Hi, Dolph.
Hello, Laura. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, and so we feed the research paper into Dolph.
Yay.
And Dolph can take us anywhere, forward and backwards in time, forward and backwards in space.
That is an amazing app. You could make a lot of money with that.
Yeah, I totally could, but I'm not going to. It's all secret. It's magic. Wow.
Well, I'm reaping the rewards of it. That's all I know.
Well, we're going on another trip today with you and me and Dolph.
Woohoo!
But before we do, we had a note from the researchers we talked about last time. Do you remember in Slovenia?
Yes. Kissy.
Yeah, that's right, Kissy. And they were very happy with the episode. We didn't even talk to them before we recorded it, so we just sort of like sprung it on them. And they were Tillin Genov, that's the name of the guy who's the lead author on those two papers. He contacted me and said like he enjoyed it very much. He said we were very surprised and super excited. And that we should come visit them. Like, they legit invited us to Slovenia. So that's cool. And he just had one note. And that was, he said, I usually wear a t-shirt doing field work.
there were a lot of shirtless people over there.
Yeah, through the podcasting magic, we ended up seeing a lot of shirtless people.
That was a bonus. Yeah, that was just a bonus.
But it was not him, apparently.
No.
So he just wanted to make that clear.
Well, like I said, where would he keep his pocket protector if he had no shirt?
Another poor science nerd
poor
joke.
Poor scientist.
I know. Okay, so, I'm ready if you're ready.
I am totally ready.
Getting my phone.
Okay.
I'm going to speak the name of this research paper, and then Dolph will take us where we want to go, okay?
Great.
Hey, Dolph.
Yes, Justin?
Dolph, please take us to the following research article.
Okay.
Consequences potentially related to a meteorological event on a resident group of bottlenose dolphins, Tursiops truncatus, from the Mexican Pacific.
Engaging science!
Okay, here we are.
Where are we?
Dolph, where are we?
You are in Mexico.
Mexico, the west coast of Mexico.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful here.
It's warm.
Yeah,
even
really
warmer than Slovenia.
Warm. Really warm.
This is great. Right, so I know from the research paper where we are in Tenecatita Bay. See, I YouTube that to see how to pronounce it correctly. Tenecatita. I do not speak Spanish very well. But anyway, it's on the west coast of Mexico. It's not far from Colima and the University of Colima. And that's where the lead author of this research paper, whose name is Cristian Ortega Ortiz.
Okay.
He works, right?
Yep.
And so here in this beautiful bay, and we're in kayaks, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling a lot more free.
Yeah. You can dip your hand right down into the water.
Yeah. I've got that feeling of autonomy that you have with a kayak. I feel great.
That's right. You're not beholden to no motor.
No.
That's
no.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are. We're floating in the bay. And these guys, these researchers, function a lot like the researchers from the last episode in that they photograph dolphins, dorsal fins, when they break the water, and that's how they identify them.
Okay.
So this study was all about looking at the home ranges of bottlenose dolphins, because there are some bottlenose dolphins that live near the coast, and they tend to have a home range.
So home range meaning?
Like an area that they live in.
Right, their territory kind of thing.
Their territory, okay. And they don't go very far from it.
Okay.
And so this research was about something that caused them to go far from their home range.
Wow.
And then we're gonna actually experience that event soon.
What?
Because we can ask Dolph to move us forward and backwards in time.
So they went on a journey.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Wow.
It gets dark and it gets sad.
Oh.
But science is sad and so is nature.
Okay.
Right. So here in this bay, you can see over there, just in the distance, there are those dorsal fins.
Oh, yeah. Look at them.
Breaking the water. Yeah, they're probably just a feeding group.
Wow. There's, 10, 15 there?
Yeah, that's right. 15. There are about 15 dolphins that over the years, these researchers have identified as living in this area, including this easily recognizable one. You wait a second, you'll see her pop up again.
Yeah.
It's her name. I don't know her name. What they probably have a name for her, but in the paper they called her ID number 2.
Okay.
And there she is. And she's missing the top of her dorsal fin.
Oh, yeah. There's like a chunk right out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like it's missing. I don't know, like it got hit by a propeller or a shark bit it off or something.
Okay.
But easy to recognize that dolphin.
Yeah, there, right there. That's the one?
ID number 2. Yeah, that's the one. She's kind of famous.
She's cute. Hi! Hi, ID number 2!
She probably can't hear you.
She probably speaks Spanish. You're absolutely right. Hola!
No.
Hola, números dos!
Oh, my lord.
Hi! What?
Well, you know the neat thing, right, is like, because of the way sound works, like, we're making sound in air right now.
Right.
And then they live in the water. And because water is like a totally different density, like, you know, like when you're underwater and you can't hear stuff?
I got it. Ready? I'm speaking underwater knees.
I feel like that's offensive somehow. Is it not offensive? Isn't that not like, I don't know.
Cultural appropriation?
I feel like there's some, there's a word that hasn't been invented for what you're doing, which makes it inappropriate. Well, stick your head in the water and yell, and they will hear you if you do that.
All right. They're coming this way. Oh my gosh.
What did you say?
I said that you had fish for them.
I don't have fish.
Oh, well, you better start paddling because they're coming this way.
All right.
Go.
Whoa. Yeah, and that's the thing. You definitely shouldn't feed wild dolphins. There's a little FYI.
People feed them all the time, don't they?
Yeah, and that's super not cool. Like, that happens in a lot of places, especially with these bottlenose that live close to shore.
Yeah.
Right? They come up around boats, and so people feed them. But, like, they might get sick off of what you're throwing them, but they also are smart. So they're like, oh, if we swim near boats, we get food. And so then they hang around boats a lot.
Yeah.
And that's no good because then they get hit by propellers or they don't bother going and hunting and it just totally changes their behavior.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Definitely do not feed wild dolphins. Super not cool. Also illegal in most places.
Wow.
So I'm not going to feed them a thing, even though I got a bucket of fish in the bottom of my kayak.
I knew I smelled something.
Well, I can feed one to you. Here, you open up, I'll throw it over.
Okay, ready?
That's disgusting.
Why would you agree to that?
Why would you agree to that?
Okay, I think that ID 2 is not a very feminine name.
Do you want to rename ID number 2?
Yeah. What about Juanita?
That's very on the nose. Shouldn't it be something really, like, exotic, like Eowyn.
Ooh.
Like, you know, from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Yes. Or Daenerys.
Oh, that's good. Let's do that. That's your new name, Daenerys.
You're looking good, Daenerys.
All right.
She likes it.
Yeah, sort of. I think she's still interested in the fish.
Yeah.
Because you're technically covered in fish guts right now. So you can stick your head in water and she'll lick it off. No. Right. So these are the 15 dolphins, and they live around here. And it's about 133 square kilometer range. Okay. And we know from other dolphin resident populations that dolphins, when they do travel, sometimes they'll follow their prey somewhere or there's an event that causes them to leave. They usually don't travel more than 800 kilometers max.
Okay.
Like, that's really quite far away.
That's a lot.
It is, but yeah. It's rare that they would do that. They usually stay in the same spot unless something disturbs them.
Okay.
And this is a paper about something that disturbs them. So, we are now...
What is your secret ID number 2?
Well, we'll find out soon enough. So we're going to ask Dolph to move us forward in time to a specific date. Hey, Dolph, will you please take us to October 12th, 2011?
Sure thing.
October 12th, 2011, please.
Okay, here we go.
Engaging science.
Whoa! So there's a hurricane. This
is my God.
Hurricane Jova. And it's a category 2.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So it's very choppy out here now.
Yeah, be careful.
Yep. And it's dangerous, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of runoff. It's coming from all of the water on land, which is spreading here into the...
It's amazingly choppy in here.
It's very choppy. Okay, well, okay, this is what we're going to do. Instead of staying in these kayaks, we're going to go into a magic bubble. We're going to go under the waves because it's a lot safer.
Yeah, I feel better.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Dolph, put us in the bubble.
Initiating bubble.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so now we're in a bubble, and we're 10 feet underwater.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a difference, right? Because on the surface, it was all choppy, and then here we are, and it's actually, we're still moving around.
Really nice and quiet dark.
I like this bubble thing.
But where are all the fish?
Well, I can't see anything around here, right? Because there's all this debris in the water that the hurricane has churned up, right?
Yeah.
And it is colder out here, right? So it's a very different environment when the dolphins were here just like last week.
Yeah.
And there are no dolphins if you look around.
Yeah, I don't see anything,
they're
really.
Gone, right? Because it's dangerous for them here as well. Yeah. And who knows? They're gone. They're not here. So,
Where are they?
Well, that's the question, right? So now, let's go fast forward a week. Dolph, we gotta get out of here. So take us forward 1 week.
Sure thing.
Okay. Oof. Back in a kayak.
Okay.
It's nicer now.
Yeah.
The weather's calmed down.
Yeah.
And there are no dolphins.
Where ID2, where are you?
Gone? Right? Okay. So now this is the thing that we learned from this research paper is that starting today, a week after, the research scientists came back out to look for the dolphins and they did not see the dolphins. So they didn't see them in October or November or December. Or January, or February, or March. They're gone. They're gone. They haven't been able to see them, and they've been out looking for them. So, Hurricane Jova hits. It's nasty weather. It churns up a bunch of stuff in the bay. And then, the dolphins are gone.
Did they, get sucked up in a twister, and go to Oz or something?
Entirely possible. Anything is possible.
Wow.
They have no idea what happened to them. Okay, we're gonna get Dolph to take us forward again.
Okay.
To April. Ready? Dolph, please take us forward in time to April.
Sure thing.
Here we are. So this month, the researchers at the university, they get a phone call, and they've spotted the dolphins.
Okay.
But not around here. The dolphins are 950 kilometers north of here in Puerto Angel Bay in Oaxaca. 950 kilometers north. And they're swimming around as a little group. That is really, really, really far away from their home range. It's the farthest, really, that has been...
That anyone's heard of?
Yeah, for resident dolphins to go away. So, they have left the area and traveled that far away. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, why? What?
Well,
how?
Yeah, well, something has changed about their environment. The hurricane churned up a lot of stuff, so the salinity of the area might have changed, and dolphins maybe like a specific salinity. Mm-hmm. It might have been colder water. It was definitely colder when we were out
there. Well, definitely. Yeah. My gosh, yeah.
And the prey species that they were chasing, they also might be gone. And so they had to go far away to try and find the fish that disappeared.
Wow.
Because of the hurricane.
Wow.
Yeah. Very far away.
Yeah. So are they going to come back?
Well, that's the question, right? Are they going to come back? Well, I can tell you what happened.
Okay.
If we flash forward in time yet one last time.
Okay.
Okay. Dolph, please take us to July 31st.
Okay.
Here we are on the kayaks on the bay.
Oh, it's even hotter now.
Yeah, it is definitely very warm. So today
I'm just gonna splash myself a bit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's much
Are you
better.
Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
You've got an anchovy on your cheek.
Oh, whoa.
That was gross.
That's delicious.
Didn't enjoy that. It was not fun for me. It's in your teeth. I'm not going to look at you. Anyway, so this is the day that they get a phone call that they have found the dead body of ID number 2.
No!
Yep, she has...
We bonded!
I know, she was cool, but she's died and they found her another 70 kilometers north of where she was before. Dead.
How did she die?
They don't know exactly. They didn't report it in the research paper. She could have died of anything, old age or just or in nets. But she has died. And so the researchers then went up there. They're looking for the other dolphins. They couldn't find the other dolphins. They've been looking here for the other dolphins. The other dolphins seem to have completely disappeared.
Wow.
Isn't that wacky?
Yeah.
Displaced by this hurricane.
Wow.
Right. And you know, here's an interesting thing about these hurricanes, right? There's been other research to see what happens to dolphin populations when a hurricane strikes.
Because hurricanes happen all the time.
All the time, especially in this part of the world, right? Mm. And so there's two really interesting examples from previous research. And one of them, in Mississippi Sound, you remember Hurricane Katrina? That was the
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they were looking at all the dolphins just to see how well they were doing after the hurricane. And they saw that their reproduction rates had increased. There were suddenly more baby dolphins after the hurricane. Do you want to wager a guess as to
no,
why?
No, no idea why. Why would that be?
Well, because after the hurricane, there were fewer fishermen out fishing. So they think what happened was that there was a spike in available prey species, and the local dolphins were able to eat more, and they were
of course,
healthier population, and they had more calves.
Wow.
So there you go. So that was good for them. Bad for the fishermen. Good for the dolphins. And then there was this other hurricane that hit a little Bahama bank, so in the Bahamas. And those dolphins, they found just after these hurricanes, there's a bunch of them that they tracked, they saw that the dolphins had more shark bite scars on them just after the hurricane.
What?
So why is that?
Yeah, like what, the sharks went crazy in the hurricane and...
Yeah, that's not it. What happened was, these are dolphins that live sort of closer to shore, where it's sort of a shallower, because dolphins like to hang out in shallow waters because they can look out for sharks.
Right.
And because of the hurricane, they were pushed into deeper waters. And in the deeper waters, there are sharks deep down that they can't see.
Yeah, and less protection.
Less protection. And so then, boom, they get bitten by sharks more often. So that's an unfortunate consequence.
Wow.
Yeah. And so here we are off the coast of Mexico, and these dolphins have disappeared. And ID number 2, she has died. So that's no good. But there is a happy ending. Because in March 2014, a few years from now, they spot some of the original members of the group that used to live here back in the bay, in Tenecatita.
Cool. Do they find out where they went?
Nope. They presumably went north.
How long do dolphins live?
It depends on the species. They can live 30, 40 years. So a while.
Yeah, so they know these are the original guys.
Yeah, and they had ID'd them. So there's some new ones in there, and there's a calf in there as well. So they came back wherever they were, which they were at that place for years. They eventually found their way back.
Just finding themselves, you know? Took a year off.
You think it was a...
Traveled around.
A gap year?
It was took a gap year. Dream. Yeah.
Where do you think they went?
India.
Definitely India? You don't think they were at Burning Man?
Maybe they were at Burning Man.
I think they were at Burning Man. I like to think that there's a tent somewhere with a bunch of dolphins.
So where did they go?
They really don't know. They suspect north because that's where they found ID number two.
Right.
Along the coast somewhere. But yeah, why would they leave here? Probably because the environment changed enough to make it not much fun.
Yeah. And they were trying to find a new place, but they made their way back here.
Yeah, that's the neat part, right?
Yeah.
Because they spent a few years somewhere else, but they obviously remembered where they were from and their favorite place to live, and they made their way back.
Yeah, like me, making my way back to Nova Scotia.
That's right. You were gone for years out in the metropolis, and then you, like a displaced dolphin, you wandered back here with a calf. You don't have a calf.
No.
Just a little baby cow. You and a cow driving in from Quebec.
A vash.
Oh, sorry, yes, a vash. A vash, mateys. Nope, that's not how it works. Oh man, my French is as good as my Spanish. Anyway, so that's that paper.
That's really cool.
And this was a research article submitted to the journal Aquatic Mammals, and it was a short note. So there's different kinds of research articles. There's full-length ones where you do you report all of this information, and there's sometimes experiments, and then sometimes you have these little ones called a short note. And it's just like, ha, here's a neat thing that happened, science community. Neat. And it just sort of explains a narrative of a thing that they
found.
So this was a neat little note. It just barely came out. And I just thought it was neat.
Hey, I noticed there's a lot less people around here than when we were in Slovenia.
Yeah.
Maybe we could, go ashore and get a margarita.
You want to get a margarita?
Yeah.
Hey, you think they have margaritas here? Yeah, they probably do.
Probably.
All right. Let's kayak on over. Is that all rowing? Right. What is that called?
Yeah.
Paddle. Let's paddle on over.
Okay.
To a margarita.
All right.
Dolph?
Yes, Justin?
Can you mix Laura a margarita?
Absolutely. One margarita coming up.
Oh, wow. That was the best margarita I've ever had.
Fantastic.
This is amazing. What a great app.
What a great app. Yeah, it's fantastic. We get to go to Mexico and get a margarita and see dolphins.
Amazing.
But I just before we go back, I just think we should raise a glass to Daenerys.
ID number 2.
ID number 2.
Cheers. Cheers to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Dolph.
All right, Dolph.
Take us back to the studio.
Roger that.
Whoa! We're back.
Oh,
well, that was a fun trip. It was
really
a little sad.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot.
Yeah.
About coastal dolphins and their habitat use.
Yeah, it must be amazing how affected they are by the weather.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what I learned from this paper that I didn't know? Was that dolphins, their habitat, like they pick a spot that they live, and there are usually like borders to their habitat which are made up by natural changes in the ocean. So like between one part of the ocean, like if you've ever been swimming, like it's warm, and then suddenly you hit a cold spot.
Yeah.
It's like a natural border. And sometimes that will be like the border of their home range, where like there's a drop off and it's suddenly deep, or it's suddenly cold, or the salinity changes. And those are the sort of natural borders that dolphins notice.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely affected by weather, just like us.
Just like us.
Yeah. When I get the sun on me, I just want a margarita.
I kind of want to go back there.
You want to get another margarita?
Snowy here.
We can do that.
Dolph,
take us to Margaritaville.
Next stop, Margaritaville.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We're on our way. Margaritas, here we go.
The Dolphin Pod is a science podcast covering all aspects of dolphin science. From news stories to new research, interviews with dolphin experts, and fun and crazy dolphin facts. It's brought to you by the Dolphin Communication Project, a nonprofit research and education organization whose mission is to promote the scientific study of dolphins and inspire their conservation. Learn more by visiting dolphincommunicationproject.org. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Please get in touch with the Dolphin Communication Project through Twitter or our Facebook page. If you've got questions or ideas for a future episode, let us know.